All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
If you feel like you've been in a funk, maybe you've been struggling with procrastination, you have your intention, you have your desire, but you're not really sure how to act, if you should be acting, if you should be resting, it doesn't really matter how much you rest, you always seem to feel energetically drained. Like, it doesn't matter how much you sleep, you're just always tired. You don't feel the motivation to act. You have no idea what to do. You're not really getting the results that you desire. This is your sign to simplify your life. A lot of the times when we feel very overwhelmed, when we have feelings of fatigue and burnout, it's because we're not aligned with our purpose in a way that is doable. We know our intention and we have a goal, but we haven't created a simple routine or a simple ritual that we actually believe in. So we're scattering our energy so much, trying so many different techniques, looking at so many different sources of information and advice, always feeling like we just need more advice. I just need to know more. I just need to figure it out. I don't know yet. I'm not sure yet. I don't understand it yet. All of these confusing, conflicting messages are leading you to overwork yourself, overextend yourself, even before you've really done anything. This is why you're energetically drained. Maybe you haven't actually done that much. Maybe you've done a little bit here and there, but the pure fact that your mind is so strained, contemplating all these different sources of information, contemplating all the potential things that you could possibly do, contemplating all your limiting beliefs, everything going on at once, even when you're not actively thinking about it, it's going on in the background. And this is draining your energy because you haven't really committed to a specific goal and a specific ritual. So having a goal is one thing, but if you don't have an automation, if you don't have a container around your goal, around your desire, then it's just free flowing, it's everywhere. You're not able to focus your energy in on the thing that's actually going to create the reality you want. I believe it's called the Pareto Principle. Let me give you the exact definition. The Pareto Principle states that for many outcomes, roughly 80% of the consequences come from 20% of the causes. So how can we apply this? Well, the key is to focus your energy on that 20% of actions, that 20% of ritual, of automation, of effort that is going to create 80% of the things that you desire. Your biggest energetic drain is figuring out what that 20% is. What you're trying to do is just do more. Maybe you haven't really done that much, but you think you have to do more. The biggest struggle for you that is causing you to feel so drained and like you have no motivation and you're so lost, you're stuck in procrastination mode. Instead of focusing your energy on doing that 20% that's going to create the result you want, you're focusing on trying anything and everything or thinking about all the possibilities that you're too energetically drained to get anything done. And even if you do, your vibration is so off that it's not going to create any of the results that you want because it's not focused enough. It's not efficient enough. So stop overcomplicating your goals. Figure out right now what is the easiest thing that I can do consistently that could potentially attract the outcome I desire. I highly suggest that you take at least 10 minutes to yourself to get out a journal and write that out on paper. Use the information you already know and just contemplate different ways, different routines, different techniques, different paths that you could possibly take to actually physically create this thing. And then from there, you're going to look at that list and pick one, two, maximum three different areas to research about. Pick the ones that excite you the most, that make you feel like, okay, I could do that, that interests me. And then do some more research. Figure out what that would actually look like for these things. And then from there, you should be able to determine one simple path that you're going to commit to. The biggest mistake a lot of people make is ignoring the law of gestation. The law of gestation states that there is a period of time it takes for formless energy to come into form. So for example, it declares that for every seed you plant, there is a set gestation period in which that thing will grow, develop, and then come to fruition. So for example, when a woman is pregnant, there is the point where she becomes pregnant, and then usually around 9-10 months later, that's when the baby's actually born. When it comes to the gestation period of your ritual, the time it's going to take your consistent effort to actually manifest the results that you can measure and notice and be grateful for, that can take a varying amount of time. It could honestly be a day. It could be a month. It could be a year. It could be even longer than that. It doesn't really have a fixed certain amount of time, but more often than not, the big changes that we desire typically tend to take a little bit longer than we would want them to, especially if we aren't aware of this law and we think that because it's taking longer, it means that what we're doing is not working. And then we change what we're doing, which basically sabotages all the momentum that we've built up so far. In order to stay consistent, you have to do enough research about this path that you are confident it is going to work. So if you haven't done your research and you're just kind of guessing as to what you should do, then of course you're gonna think that if it's not working or it hasn't manifested, then something you're doing is wrong and you're gonna be more likely to sabotage yourself because you don't really believe fully in the technique or the ritual that you've chosen for yourself. Really, it's so important to look at the people around us, look at public figures, do your research, make sure that you zoom out a little bit and look at the full thing, the full goal that you want. Make sure that you weigh out the pros and cons of it and make sure that you're willing to commit to it. Because at the end of the day, the person that stays consistent the longest is the one that's most likely to enjoy their manifestation. And the best thing you can do for yourself is create a very simple ritual that is going to create the result that you want to create. Once you have a simple ritual that you have faith in, you've researched it, you believe that that path can work, and you believe that you can do it because you know it's simple enough for you to stick to on a regular basis, then it'll be so much easier for you to focus your energy on that one avenue, that one persistent action, and not be weighed down with the constant contemplation and the anxiety and the fatigue. Then your energy will be more focused, and I guarantee you, you're gonna feel a lot more rested, you're gonna feel a lot more confident, and you're actually going to get those results whether you believe it or not. I'm so excited for you. If you'd like to learn exactly how to create a ritual that works for you, this is actually something I teach way more in depth in the Rewired Play Shop, which actually, since it is my birthday week, all of my programs are 50% off right now. 50, 50. Crazy, right? But I wanted to celebrate big, and how better than by giving a huge ass discount? So if this is something that resonates with you, all the links are in the description. I highly suggest just checking out the program pages for the description. It explains it very well. And then if you have any questions, reach out to me. I get a lot of questions about the programs themselves, which are actually answered exactly on the program description. And it could save you a lot of time if you just read it first, because it probably has all the answers that you need, and that way you don't have to wait for me to respond your email before you can start the program, because you don't need to wait on me for that. You can get it started as soon as possible. Let me know in the comments if you have any requests for more content or if you have questions about what I talked about today. Love you. See you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.